Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. Matthew chapter 13, Jesus started speaking in parables. Parables are very famous and very, everyone, a lot of men, people already heard about parables. But there are some real truth in the parables which Jesus was speaking. And in verse 16, he blessed, he said, "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." See, the righteous men and prophets of God, they have waited, and they prophesied about the coming of Messiah, and many of them died, and Jesus Christ was born after those period of prophetical years. The prophetical years ended us in some 400 years before the birth of Jesus. There was a 400-year period of vacuum. There was no prophecies came from the real prophets. But they wrote several books considering, thinking that they wanted to review everything. There were people who wrote Apocrypha, and some of those books were written by Jewish leaders, and they were known as Apocrypha, and we do not include that in our Holy Scripture. So there was a period of time that God did not speak to Jews or the world. That was 400 years after the end of the prophecies. Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Zechariah, Malachi. After Malachi, there was no prophecy until John the Baptist was coming. That was 400 years. But those prophets died, and they buried, and they did not see the Christ in his body coming in, but they believed and saw him in their visions and in their prophetical look towards the future. And Jesus said in verse 18 of chapter 13 here, after he said the prophecy of the sowing of the seeds, listen them to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. See, the message of the kingdom, the prophet Jesus started preaching. Those who want to enter the kingdom, those who wanted to be in the kingdom of God, doesn't matter you are Jew or Gentile, Jesus came to save all the humanity. And paying the price for the sins of humanity, that will everything include, all humanity included, and everyone believe will be saved. And in another verse, they will be in the kingdom of heaven and in the kingdom of God. Praise God. So in the beginning, someone hear the gospel, they hear the gospel, and they love to hear the gospel, but they did not have the heart. The one who received the seed fell on rocky places, the second part. The first people who received it, they did not pay much to it, even though they received it, then the devil who comes and take it away from their heart. Satan will tell them it is a lie. You don't have to do that. You are a good man. You are a good woman. You are a Jewish man or a Jewish woman. Or you are a Hindu or a Muslim, or you're born in good family. You do good things. That's all you have to do. You help others, you do good things, you don't need the gospel. So Satan will lie to many people. Satan will take the faith away from them because they did not have the great faith in God. One who received the seed that fell in the rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he had no root, he lasts only a short time because he don't want to go further with the gospel. He don't want a strong faith in God. It was a very temperamental faith, and that takes away, evil goes away. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man whose heart hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of the wealth choke it. See, even though he wanted to get saved, he cannot get saved because he is worried about the things of the world. And the things of the world will come and choke him, and his faith will not last. And he was a man who wanted to be concerning his heart in wealth and other worldly, affections. Amen. But the last part of the person, group of people who Jesus mentioned receive the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. You hear the word of God and you will receive the word of God, then the Holy Spirit work in your heart and he produces crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. This is how it produces the result. How the faith produced the result. How we believe in God is based on how we believe in God is the result of it. In anything we do, whatever our life, whatever we do in our life, whatever we think, we plan, but if we do that with faith in God, if it is God's will, it will be accomplished. Next, Jesus talked about the parable of the weeds. Verse 24 onwards to verse 30 of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servant came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds came from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and then tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring into my barn.'" You see, the hearers of the gospel, even from that time Jesus spoken to this time, the message of the gospel is going out for many ways, many different mediums. It has been taken out, it has been heard, it was sowed in good field. The field is the heart of people where the word of God is entering. They hear the word of God and they listen to the word of God and the word sprout in their hearts, which means it takes life. It takes a life and it started growing their faith started growing, they started believing in it. But before that happens, Satan also, he comes in and throw his seed. His seed is unbelief. His seed is not believing in Jesus. His seed says, look, I have the seed of Muhammad. I have the seed of Buddha. I have the seed of all the other philosophers, right? I have Krishna. I have Rama. I have all the others. Look, you don't need to believe in one God. There are many gods that you can believe. They all will take you to heaven. Every one of them are the different ways. This is the message today that one man was asked that he was a preacher. Is Jesus the only way? The man said, no, I don't know. See, word says, the scripture says, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And no one get to the Father except through me. Because you have to go through that path of righteousness. You will have one way that you will surrender your life in accepting that you are a sinner. Now, all the other way says, you don't need to do anything wrong because you are not a sinner. There is no such thing as sin. All you do is do good things. See, you can do anything you want. The wide is the road. You can walk through this path as long as the way, however you want it. Satan will throw the seed of freedom of doing anything you like to do. And still you are able to go to heaven. That is not in the Holy Bible. Jesus is the holy man of God, the holy son of God. There's only place in his life is for holiness. If you do not want to leave your wrong path, wrong life, alcoholism, addictions, drug addiction and all those, they may say to you, well, it is also a way of life. You can do that, but you are destroying your body. Your body is the temple of God, and you're destroying your body. God will punish you for destroying your body. God will send you to eternal hell for not being saved by grace, which is freely given to you. It is freely given to you, grace of Jesus Christ. The Lord God Father is pouring on you and me that I am ready to receive it. I accept it, I believe in it, and God will grow in you. Your good nature will start growing. Your old natures will start leaving. You will become a new creation in Christ. That is what God is planning to do. Take out the weeds. The weeds will be collected at the end of the times when we all grow, continue living and continue dying, some according to the age. But at the end of the times, God will bring everyone back. Everyone will resurrect. The good people will resurrect and they go to heaven. Then the bad people resurrect at the end of the times for the judgment. See, in that judgment, God will judge every person according to what they have done. And it is written in the book. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, it says, a white throne and one who sat on it. The heavens and the earth passed away. And everyone received one judgment according to what is written in the books. See, your work is being documented. Your activities are documented. Look, your AI today, see all those technology is telling you that we human beings can develop all these technology. See, look, the God has ways to document everything in the voices, the languages, the incidents, all the pictures of your activities, which is all being documented in heaven. In heaven, a recording medium that no one can hide, that God is watching over you, looking on everything you do. See, those teachings of Islam, where it says that you are not sinner, you can do whatever way and just do good things and believe in God. And those Krishna says, listen, do anything you want, enjoy as much as you want. And immorality, and because he was the king of immorality when he lived as a human. See, a human who never claimed as God, and Buddha, a man who never claimed as God. See, Muhammad, a man who never claimed as God. And all these individuals, they were raised up to a position of worship that people who think they want to do anything they want to do. So they made their own gods. They made their own gods because they want to do what they want to do. So we don't make God. We are made by God. Our God is in heaven. He, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, created the world, created humanity, created us. We've fallen away from God. Now we need to come back to God. See, we are talking about righteousness. We are talking about judgment if you don't come back to God. We are talking about the love of God, that God loves you. Rama, Krishna, all those beings cannot love you. They were mean human beings, just lived and died. They did not have any resurrection history. None of them resurrected from the dead. They did not do healing or miracles as wonders, but even they did some things that was not to be proven to be God. So Jesus claimed, Jesus is the only one, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus Christ, he is the only Savior. Here, Jesus said the parable of weeds, that today everyone who lives together, we all, the good and bad, the one who got saved and who did not get saved. We are living in a time that we were told that you cannot say that somebody is bad. You cannot say that the one who does not believe in Christ will not go to heaven. You cannot say that. They say that you are saying bad things, wrong things about people. But the Bible says your salvation only comes by hearing the word and hearing the word of God. There's only one truth. That's the truth, that Jesus Christ, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one gets to the Father without me. Now, if someone who hears the word of God and they get convicted of their sins, they are convicted of their sins. If you know, deep look into your heart, you know we are sinners. If we look into our actions and behavior, we know we are sinners. That there is nothing good in us, that we are not good. We are not equal to God. So that itself tells us that we need a change. We need a transformation. We need a new life. That new life, we have to struggle a little bit. See, in the new life, you need to reject alcohol. You need to reject prostitution. You need to reject adultery. You need to reject many things evil. You know, lying. You need to reject falsifying. We need to reject accusing others. We need to take responsibility that we are wrong and we need to get fixed. See, saying, blaming others will never bring justification. Righteousness is given to us by God the Father, who warns us if we believe in the truth. The truth is we are sinners. The truth is God sent his son, Christ, to die for our sins. The truth is, he died on the cross and resurrected from the dead. That is the truth. It's the truth written in the documents. It is recorded in the Judaic culture. It is written in the Roman law, in the history. That was the truth. And Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And he appeared to his disciples and said, "Go all the world and preach the good news of the gospel." See, tell them there is a good news. Tell the people that there is a way God wanted to save them. Because they are sinners, God judged them to go to eternal damnation. But God also made a way for them to be saved, that they can become the children of God. Those who believe in his name, he gave them the right, he gave them the children of God. Gospel of John 1:12. Jesus was with the Father, and he was God, and he is God. He came into earth incarnated in flesh. You believe in his name and accept him as your Savior and repent on your sins. You will be stamped as righteous. The Lord God of the universe will put a stamp on you, spiritually speaking, that you will be saved. Your body will receive, your soul will be breathed into by the Holy Spirit of God, the eternal life. See, when God first created human, made of the earth, the mud, the dust, he made him. We don't know the secret of creation. Only God knows. And he breathed into him the breath of life. That breath of life is God's spirit, came into human, make him alive, and also gave him a God's presence in him, which is the Holy Spirit of God. His part of Holy Spirit of life, eternal life, lost when he disobeyed God and sinned against God. Now, that man need life again. Speaking spiritually dead. You're spiritually dead. The Spirit of God, when you moment you believe in Jesus Christ and accept your sins and ask for forgiveness, you will receive a breath of life. God breathed second time into you. God breathed the eternal life into you by placing Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit comes in the spiritual way. This is not a physical, this is spiritual. Salvation is spiritual. This happens by the Spirit of God in you. Your spirit will live eternally forever and ever. You will never die again. Now your body will die. God did not recover your body's punishment yet. Our body will still go through this, the punishment of sin. We get sickness, diseases. We get all kind of trouble. Everybody else getting them physically, but we spiritually will be with Christ, and Christ lives in us, and we live through Christ. Amen. So that we will not have any spiritual death anymore when Christ returns. Even if you die physically, your physical body will be revived by Christ's power. He will call. Those who died in Christ will rise up, and those who are alive will be transformed in this power of God. We will receive a new body. Even our own body, selected body, will be taken over by a heavenly body, comes from heaven. Jesus Christ will give us eternal life. So in the parable of the weeds, Jesus taught a lesson that there is an enemy out there. Satan is still alive and active very powerfully to take away our faith from God. So you hear Satan will come and he will sow the seed of corruption, immorality, lies, falsification, all the evil things in through him, because that's how he corrupted humanity in the beginning. In the beginning, why man became aggressive, violent? Why Adam's one son killed the other son because the evil entered into him from Satan. Satan did not leave humanity alone. Ever since violence and aggression and the groups, when the children of Adam and Eve, and then they die, one died and the other one become wicked and he left his own way, a evil generation of people were continuously moving, born and born and born, and that generation continued many thousands will become, and then Adam has another son called Seth, and his generation he worshipped God, the living God. Look, later they both mixed up together, and they were just like today. They were growing as weeds and tares and good seeds and bad seeds, you know, just like the wheat and the tares were growing today. But God one day found there was only one man, Noah, was right. Everyone else became wicked. He destroyed that world by a flood. Praise the Lord. That world was destroyed. Today, God is going to pick up those who believe in him, right, by become righteous by his faith in Christ. And those ones will be separated. By the end of times, God will destroy the ones who are in sin, who reject Christ and getting back to his eternal life. Those who did not receive eternal life, they will be thrown into the lake of fire. They will be consumed by fire day and night, and they will not die. They will continue burning in tormenting spirits, the fire of tormentation. And also the worms, they will consume them. They will torture them. This is an eternal consummation. This is an eternal fire. The other side, the one who believed will live eternally with Jesus Christ and Father and God. And that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to be in his presence. God wants us to be back in his kingdom. God wants us to be his kingdom. Eternal kingdom will be established. At the end, he will establish the kingdom, a new heaven and a new earth. God's good children, believers, will live in that earth and enjoy God's presence day and night, the presence of God, beautiful earth, all the things wonderful, amazing, that we cannot even fathom how beautiful that look. We have to be looking forward for the eternity. Eternity with God. Satan will try to destroy. Satan will come against you, but hold your faith in Jesus. May I pray this prayer for you, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who hear these messages and those who hear all the other messages of Christ, believe in them. Help them to continue believing in Jesus Christ and in his faith and receive eternal life. May the Lord richly bless you with his words. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov at gmail.com.
Around Town Magazine, celebrating 48 years. On the cover, PLM Construction, Patsy Meltzer, owner, builder, 50 years building homes with a heart. On the back cover, Jim Research Institute, Mark Goldstein, MD, working to end Alzheimer's disease. Florida Lifestyle with Spirit of Sebastian, Ryan Homes, Holiday Builders, Senior Living, Aviva, Independent Living, and Hidden Lakes with the future in medicine and healthcare. Theater, art, museums, travel, attractions, dining, bon appetit. Around Town Magazine is power-packed. Copies are now available.